Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Alara Canfield Show. Thank you so much for being here. And today I'm so happy that my good friend Susan Kennard is here with us. And we're going to be talking today about money is light. And we're going to be talking about bringing more light into your life. So we're going to talk to Susan about what that means, what that looks like, and how we can bring more light into our lives. And so for those of you who don't know Susan, she's been on our show at least twice before, and always so much fun. She's so connected to her guides, and you know, very intuitive. So we are going to be taking live caller questions as well today. So Susan's been doing this work for over 20 years as a therapist. She's been regularly interviewed on national TV, newspapers, and magazines about her transformative work and teachings. And she helps people to expand their consciousness and transform their lives. So this is what, you know, we do here on the Alara Canfield Show. It's always about inspiring you, empowering you, and helping you to transform your lives and your consciousness. So Susan, let's talk about money is light. So welcome to the show, first of all.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me back on.
Awesome. And I'm excited because, you know, I know that you just did, you've been doing some regular calls with your clients around money, relationships, connecting guides, and so on. So, and this topic, of course, money is always a big topic for people, especially around this time, you know, because people are actually thinking about the holidays, spending money, buying gifts, and all that wonderful stuff. So,
but to be honest, it's always there, isn't it? You know, it's not something that, I suppose it has a timely aspect now, but it's always something that is in the forefront of people's minds, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And so I just wanted to tell people, if you would like to ask a question, you can submit it in the chat box, or if you're brave, you can raise your hand and I can unmute you so you can ask a question on video or audio, whatever you like. Okay.
So it's not scary. You can ask me what you like.
Exactly. It's not scary. So let's talk about, Susan, let's talk about money is light. What does that mean for you?
So if you imagine that we are light beings, and so the more light that we emit out into the universe, the more abundance comes in. So money is on the same vibration as love. Mm-hmm. So if you imagine that you start to bring more light into your field, or essentially bringing more love into your field. So as you heal the aspects, and obviously I'm a specialist in trauma, that's my thing. So as we heal our trauma and our interruptions in light, as the guides tell me, that's what they call them. They call them interruptions in light. So as we heal those interruptions in light, we bring more light into our field. So as we bring more light into our field, we basically project out into the universe, into our external environment, that reflection of the light that we have. And that reflection of the light is on vibration of emotion, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So as that emotion is more finely tuned towards love, love gives us more abundance. It gives us amazing people in our life, amazing opportunities, and it also allows the flow of money. So the reason why I called it money is light is because if we can think of it as just more light coming into our experience, it's easier to digest, mm-hmm. you know, rather than thinking of it as physical, you know, well, I have pounds, obviously, because I'm in England, mm-hmm. but, you know, physical dollars or whatever it might be. Rather than thinking of it that way, so for example, you might spend money, and if you spend money, imagine that you're spending light. And when you receive money, so if you pay a bill with light, you know, you're sort of, oh my goodness, I'm so blessed that I can pay this bill with light. And the same as when you receive money. And so then what happens is you start to see this flow, but it's really about the perceptions of belief that are the key. Mm-hmm. So when we have trauma, when we have childhood trauma, past life trauma, experiences that hold a vibration within us of that perhaps dust, you know, rather than a sparkle. Mm. And so those bits of dust are actually stopping that vibration of light going out. That doesn't mean that we're, you know, completely dark or anything. It just means that we've got bits of us that aren't as sparkly as other bits. Mm-hmm. And so the more sparkly that we can be, if that's good English, the more sparkly we can be, the brighter we can be, which means the more light we emit. So as we emit that light, not only do we reflect it back, but others reflect that in us. So, mm-hmm. you know, I suppose we could just see ourselves as a mirror of our external belief system. So, you know, what is in your external world could be seen as a mirror of your internal thoughts. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what I specialize in is about 25 years now, actually, is working with people to release their, initially it was childhood trauma, but now obviously over the years and developing my ability, you know, with the guides, which I'll talk about later, I'm able to work with the Akashics and, you know, galactic lives and you name it, whatever, wherever. And what I feel guided to say now is that often we've done a lot of work on our childhood experiences. You know, many people that listen to these calls are people that are very, very awakened, you know, and they're either just awakening or they are awakened and they really know that they are a soul in a body having a human experience. Yeah. And so they might have done a fair amount of childhood work. You know, they might have gone on that journey and they may not have done. But if they have, then quite often the things that come up tend to be things in the Akashic, you know, the past life contracts, the vows, the oaths, the stuff like that, you know, vows of poverty, all these things that we took, especially when we were married into the church on many lifetimes, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So when we have that vibration running, and this is what we obviously spoke about, you know, what we would call this show, and the vows and oaths, I've found that when we can actually clear those beliefs, and married to God is a massive one. So married to God, vows and oaths, contracts, you know, to stay small, all sorts of stuff. And some of those are from before time, you know, before we were a human existence, but I'll talk about that later if it comes up. But essentially, the more work we do on ourselves, the deeper the work goes. And you know, every single day of the week, I'm checking, like I check something and I'm like, okay. And I'm going to teach everybody how to do this, because on my live calls, this is what I do. And I think it's really, really important to be able to see if you are still running something. Yeah. So one of the things that I really do teach is how to check. So I will do that because mm-hmm. I think it's important for everyone to have that. And obviously it's on video, so it's really good. So I can demonstrate it. But essentially, if you're running a belief system, and let's say it might be, I took a vow of poverty, okay? It wouldn't matter how many times you had dream boards and affirmations, you still, you know this, Laura, you still would have the vibrational set point running. So it's quite hard. And it's the same as, you know, I do guides, clearing blocks to guides as well, workshops. And what I found is that when we do that, we might be working with spirit, of course everyone is, but if we've got, I'll be killed for being a healer, for example, then it's really difficult to get past that feeling of charging, you know, for being a channel of light. And that I found quite significant with people. So when that's cleared, so the same with money, you know, recently did a money call, and the same with money, it's these belief systems that we don't know what we don't know, do we?
Right.
You know, we think we know, oh, that was because I was told this when I was a child, money doesn't grow on trees, this kind of thing, which is very important, but it's those things that we don't know that are running. And that's what I like to work with. That's what I like to get really stuck into, mm-hmm. is those things that we don't know we're running. So I will be teaching how to do that after some awesome. Meditation. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
How to see if something is running. But I do want to say that I can't, with every single person on the call tonight, make sure that they're not running a particular thing, but I will do my best to get around as many as we can. Right. You know, especially with perhaps just, you know, the vows and oaths, because those are the two things that are really, really kind of quite crucial.
I love that, because you're right, you know, when you know, if we're looking in our external environment, you know, and you know, let's say the money is not flowing in, right? Let's say there's, it's trickling in, it's just not flowing in as much as you like. Maybe you do have that vow of poverty, of being married to the church, of
religious orders.
And trust me, I think we've all done that, you know, right? If we are, you know, here on these type of calls, we've done that, you know, we have been monks and saints and nuns and priests. And
I think if we're here in this earth plane at the moment, we've done it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's that time, isn't it, of, you know, really looking at, well, what are we here for?
Yeah.
And I found that when I work with my clients, that every single person that gets drawn to work with me, it's because they just need to like shift onto their mission. And so they might come as, guys, well, I can't make any money, or I just feel like my business isn't working, or I don't know what I'm doing. But actually, it's always just to get into alignment with mission.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Same purpose. We have the same purpose, don't we, to serve others. Yeah. But it's how we serve others, which is the key, isn't it, of the sort of fine tuning.
Mm. Absolutely. And I think that sometimes people, that's where they get stuck, because so many times people are looking for their purpose. They're looking for their purpose. And there's a difference between your purpose and your mm-hmm. mission and your calling, right?
Totally.
So for me, the purpose is to love and be loved, to express love, to bring love. That's the purpose. But the mm-hmm. mission or my calling is different than that. And then it's a matter of, how do I express that love? That love is expressed through doing these shows, doing my healing calls, doing my programs, right? So that's my mission or calling, right? Does that make sense?
It's beautiful, yeah.
And I think, you know, that is something that people are looking for their mission. They keep thinking it's purpose, but if they're looking for their mission, their calling, what it calls out to them. And at the same time, if they're passionate about something, how to make money from it, how to bring money through
that passion, right? Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And I think for me, you know, my mission is definitely to help people realize they can heal themselves. That, you know, we were never meant to look outside of ourselves. We were always meant to know that we were this beautiful vibrational being, that we could heal ourselves. And we find facilitators, whoever we feel drawn to hold the space for us, so we can heal ourselves. and that's really, you know, essentially what I think I'm here for. You know, I think my mission is 100% to help people to realize they can heal themselves.
Mm.
And even, I mean, I'm a real scientist. I'm such a scientist. I love, you know, I was a psychologist, psychotherapist, neuropsychologist. So looking at the brain, looking at disease, looking at, you know, all that stuff. So I'm really like, I love evidence. Mm-hmm. And this is probably why I'm going to teach my evidence-based way of knowing whether something is running or not. Because to me, you know, I have to do that. That has to be who I am. So it's partly, you know, to help people realize they can heal themselves, but also partly to inform how come we can do that. You know, how can we do that? How would we know?
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. And so for people who are on the call today who are still wondering about, you know, money is light, you know, how does that work, and how can we, just by giving light and breathing in light, or, you know, how does that change our money flows? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Do you want me to sort of reiterate a little bit what I said?
Just a little bit, because I don't want people to think that it's just wishing light to come.
Oh, God, no, absolutely.
And that's it, you know?
Healing trauma. So this is my belief, is that when we heal these traumas and perceptions of belief that are held within our vibrational field, we then bring more light into our field, which is more money. So our experience is that of, we're much nearer our mission. We're much more stepped fully into our mission. So mm-hmm. the lighter we become, the more connected we are to our own inner guidance and our own guides. And we are having so what the guides are saying now is there's a flow of energy. So it's like a flow of energy. So as we become more in alignment with our mission by healing our trauma, the flow of energy comes in, and therefore the money and abundance comes in. And you know, I have this sign up there and I won't move my laptop because sometimes the video just goes off and won't go back on. Right. But essentially it says expect a miracle. And what the guides want us to know is that expect things to come in expected ways, but unexpected ways. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Yeah. So when you get to the place where flow is happening, it's a feeling of peace because it's a feeling that no matter what happens, you're always taken care of. Whoops, the internet's got a bit funny. You okay?
Yeah,
that's fine, good. So, you know, whatever place you're in, whatever happens, because we live in 3D reality, yeah? We are fourth and fifth and many other dimensional beings, but we're in this 3D reality of a mortgage, school run, well, I am anyway, mm-hmm. and children and, you know, everything else we have to do. But when we remember that we are looked after, guided, and that we know we can heal ourselves, whatever comes up in our world, we can say, oh, okay, I get it. That's showing me something. So it's to do with money and definitely that flow. It's always the flow of love and light, always. So the more love we bring in, the more money comes in. And I have to say, you know, definitely in my life, you know, over the last 8 years, I'd say, once I stepped fully into knowing what I was really meant to be doing in the world and not playing at it and pretending to be a psychologist, because I was a psychologist, and to step out of the closet and actually say, actually, I work with my guides, you know, right. and I use energy processes. So that was me stepping out and really saying, feet on the ground, this is who I am. And that was 8.5 years ago, but I've been a therapist for 25 years. And so with that, we're actually sort of saying, right, okay, I'm here, I'm ready. So the more we heal ourselves, the more money can flow in. And I've definitely noticed that with myself. Mm-hmm. So I would say that I have a balance in life where I have all the time for my children, you know, I'm always there. And yet I can still serve and be 100% of my mission. And it just works so well. And I work internationally, mm-hmm. You know, pretty much, you know, every day. So it doesn't matter where you are. You know, you can you can actually serve wherever you are. We're so lucky for that, aren't we, actually?
Oh, absolutely.
So lucky that we've got that, you know, that we've got this kind of clever web.
I love technology. I love technology. Yeah, definitely makes my life a lot easier.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the healing then. Right. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about money is light and bringing more light into our lives, how do we heal those places within us where there is not light or not as much light?
Yeah. So the ways that I would help people heal would be many different ways. But we would first of all talk a little bit, but not very much because the guides will tell me anyway. And we would just check out some statements. So for example, so shall I teach this bit? I just want to actually do a meditation. Can I just do a quick grounding, connecting meditation? And then what we can do then is we're all on the same page. I've already cleared the space before I came on the call. So I cleared the space for everybody so everybody was in the best space possible. But, and for people listening later. But I just want us just to, if it's safe where you are and you feel that you can close your eyes and just put your hands on your heart. And if it's possible for you to put your feet on the ground, then that would be great. Good. And I just want you to take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. So breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. Brilliant. And on the next out breath, I want you to imagine that you have beautiful golden roots. And they're growing from the bottom of your feet. And they're growing into the ground, into Mother Earth, into Gaia. And just know that as your roots go further down into Mother Earth, into Gaia, you start to feel safe and secure in the earth plane, in the environment. And you start to remember that you are this human form that you chose to be at this time. That you have this beautiful light being soul within you, and this is your human form that needs to be grounded in the earth plane. Okay, good. And I want you just to imagine that you can see, remember to breathe, and see those roots going down into beautiful earth. And I want you to connect with a beautiful star in the center of the earth. Now I call this your earth star. Fantastic. And as you put your roots into your earth star, I want you to know that you are going to absorb every bit of nourishment your body needs now. Every mineral, every vitamin, and I'm hearing magnesium. So somebody, a few people might need magnesium. All the vitamins and minerals that your body needs now, cellular level, it's going to receive. Good, excellent. And I want you then to bring up that energy. So let's give it a sparkly color, sparkly platinum golden light, coming up through your roots to the soles of your feet, where it transforms into beautiful sparkling light. And your body starts to fill up with this beautiful sparkling light. It goes all the way through every single energy center. Remember to breathe. And just breathe it all the way up. And with no rush, just imagine it goes to the top of your head. And each time you breathe, you're bringing in more peace and calm into every single cell of your body. And if there are any messages in your body at the moment that your body is trying to tell you something, just ask for that peace and calm and that love to be sent to those cells. And just let those cells know that you are listening. Brilliant. And then from the crown of your head, I want you to imagine a golden cord shooting up into the universe, up into the multiverse. And all of those places that we know are there, but we just don't know what they are. Beautiful planets that we haven't found just yet, but that we remember from our soul's essence that are still there. And I want you to imagine that golden cord going up and finding a beautiful, huge, six-pointed golden star, which is your soul star. Now this soul star holds all of the knowledge of all of the times that you remembered you were pure unconditional love. And just feel as you remember within your soul, within your body, that vibration of unconditional love once again. Just bring that remembering, and perhaps let's give it a color. The guides are saying pink and gold. So let's give a beautiful pink and gold sparkling light to come down to your heart center. Good. That's good. And just imagine that that ball of sparkly pink and gold light is expanding out into your heart field, expanding out. Allowing you to remember this unconditional love that you have within you, that is you. And knowing that you are safe and secure, and with this beautiful golden light around you, when you feel ready and with no rush, you can open your eyes. Good.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, so now we're all sort of connected and grounded in Mother Earth. I thought it was nice that they brought in the minerals and vitamins, actually. Mm-hmm. That's usually happens in individual sessions, but not usually in a group. So obviously it will be that people need to nourish themselves at the moment, maybe.
Yeah.
And so coming up to the full moon, maybe.
And some people may need some magnesium.
Yeah, I know, because that was very strongly given to me. Mm. And because I'm a naturopath, trained in naturopathy many years ago, they will give me the minerals and vitamins that people need and what is lacking in the diet as well. Nice. So it was obvious that magnesium was needed. Okay, so let's just learn how to do this. Now, it's kinesiology, and probably a lot of you know how to do this. I'm sure you do a lot. But the way that I do it is that I put my two fingers together like this, so my finger and thumb. Yeah. So I have fun with some glasses. Yeah. And then you link them together. Mm-hmm. I'll try and do it so that you'll know, so you've got my face. Yep. So you link them together like this. Okay. So if something is a truth, meaning it's something that is a truth within our energy field, then when we ask the question, or statement, sorry, I'm corrected. They told me it's always a statement. They'll want to stay together. Okay. And if it's something that isn't true, and I'll give you a couple of simple examples now, then the fingers, you can hold them together, but it's really hard to hold them together and they just want to come apart. And the only time this doesn't work is when we're dehydrated. So it's really important to have water. And if somebody hasn't got water by their side and it's not working, then just rub the kidneys, because that's kind of like a cheat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The back of the kidneys at their back, and that kind of helps as well. So I'm wearing, I don't know if anyone can see, but quite a bright pink shirt. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say, so that will be my truth. So I'm going to say I'm wearing a blue shirt. Okay. So I'm wearing a blue shirt. No. So I tried to hold it together to show you, but it won't let me. But if I say I'm wearing a pink shirt, that I would have to open my fingers literally like that to let go, because it won't let me let go. And I've tried it on age as well. So I'm 21. No, I can't even hold it together. I just can't hold it together no matter what I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if I say I'm 49, then that's fine, because I'm 49. And I even tested this out just before my birthday in October. And it literally was, I was 48. And then as I turned 49, So it's so, so accurate. And I really wanted to test that. So we might say something like, the ones that can see me, if you want to test it, and the ones that can't see me, just test it anyway. Get a good yes and a good no. So a good yes might be, and it might be what you're wearing, because it's quite easy to do it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. You know, you're wearing. And so if everyone's got a good yes and no, we can then, test something. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So let's test something quite strong. So once, let me just ask the guides, hold on. Okay, so they're saying to check, so to do with money, which is great. Mm-hmm. Okay, just reading one of the messages from someone. So just check, I took a vow of poverty, just check. Mm-hmm. So we say it out loud. I took a vow of poverty.
I took a vow of poverty.
Have you got it, Alara? Have you running it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, bless you.
So for me, this doesn't work. But for me, if I'm standing the swaying forward and backward.
Funny. Yeah, somebody on the call recently had to do that.
Mm. But for me, because I've...
You can talk to your guides.
I can just do it sitting down, and I just know I get the answer, yes or no, you know, and that's why I laugh, because
So yeah, because even though this didn't work for you, that you knew, yeah.
And so if you are on the call and the finger doesn't work, try standing up, and you know, same thing. See if you normally yes is forward, no is back, but do a baseline for yourself. That's what works for me anyways. So, you know, there are many different ways to do kinesiology, but
there is.
But try this one, you know, try the one that Susan is recommending. I just know for me, the sway test standing up works better, and or just, I just get annoying, you know, so it's like, I just ask a question, right? Or say the statement and see what happens.
Yeah, okay. we'll clear it. It's coming. Yeah, so it's supposed to be cleared. So basically, what I'm going to do, Alara, is I'm going to do it as a group clearing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And some people it won't clear with, and some people will clear immediately. Yeah,
right.
And that's because there's other stuff, you know, running as well that we need to clear. But so and I'll focus on. Just let me ask them. Hold on. They just want to say as well is that. So many people want a quick fix, mm-hmm. and I feel like it's a journey, you know, it's a journey of self-love. It's not like going to have a massage and going, well, I feel better, so it must be better. It's not like that. It's a layer after a layer after a layer after a layer. And what is possible is always possible. But there's sometimes things that have to be healed before that. Right. You know, and with relationships as well, you know, sometimes, yeah, thanks for reminding me. So with resentment, so if we have any resentment running, the Palladians actually like to work with that, Palladian Collective, any resentment running, resentment just stops the flow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we might heal the vow of oaths or the oath of poverty or the vow of poverty, but we also need to look at other stuff as well, yeah? So it's not just around money. It's around love and relationships as well. Okay, so bear with me a second. So I do a combination of light language or whatever they want to do. So let's just see what they want to do. Okay, so they do want to do some light language in a moment, but I just want to go up to Creator and just change this for everyone. So hold on. Okay. Would you all like to know that money is just money, and money is energy, and money is light, and money is love? Would that be okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
And that you know from Creator's perspective how it feels to remember that. Yeah. Okay. So, Alara, just check it now. I took a vow of poverty.
It's more like neutral. So, it's not mm-hmm. a big, strong yes. That's mm-hmm. for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, is anybody else? I don't know if anyone's on the call. They might be able to say. Andy, did you want to say something? I see you leaning forward. So. Hello.
I hope you don't mind me taking myself off mute since you mentioned.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
I'm just curious. When I leaned into taking a vow of poverty, it was kind of like a slow, because I did the same thing right after I said it, you said it as well, Alana. But when I leaned into taking a vow of poverty, it was really subtle. But when I leaned into, did I take a vow to be small? And I can feel the tears coming up. That was like, aww. It was like, forward.
Yeah.
Just know if you have any recommendations on.
Yeah. I'll ask for you. Hold on one second. I'll ask for you. Bear with me a second. It's Andy. Yeah. Okay. So would it be okay if so Mother Mary quite often works with me and I feel that she's stepping in behind me and she always steps in when there's something to do with the inner child healing. Yeah. And it makes sense to you, yeah. And so what I'm very much feeling is that where this comes from is the inner child. And so that little part of you that put that wall up to feel safe, but obviously not, you no longer need that wall. You know, it's not a truth anymore. Yeah. Okay. So just bear with me and let's just bring her in. Hold on. I just want you to put your hands on your heart and feel this vibration. So it's sound vibration as she comes in. So bear with me. Ooh. about 3 years old, wasn't it? I mean, it, you know, that's what I was getting the sense of. Yeah, what did I feel, Andy?
It was interesting because just from an energetic perspective, it was like I was feeling stuff like a toothpaste tube with stuff squeezing up through my crown chakra. Yeah. There's a lot of things that I don't remember from my childhood that I I've delved into some of them, but not that specific one.
I think the thing is that it's not really about, you know, I'm obviously a psychotherapist by training, but it's not really about that anymore. You know, it's really about accessing the emotion and then just healing that, you know, and the old days was that we trawled it through. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes I work with veterans, you know, it's sometimes helpful for them to talk about a particular scene, you know, or something that happened so that we can heal that. But, you know, in your case, I'm feeling it's a belief system that stops you from shining, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's and cool. And so, yeah, I so what I'm seeing is so I'm sort of seeing you hiding behind what you were doing before was hiding behind something. Does it make sense to you that you're hiding behind your education?
Yeah, there are a lot of times, it's not specifically education, but maybe more intellect.
Yeah, intellect. Yes, perfect. That's it. So hiding behind your intellect when really there is, you know, this kind of beautiful, sparkly soul working for the light, you know. Yeah, and I'm with you on that because I hid behind being a psychologist for a long time because it was the done thing, you know.
Yeah.
So obviously she must be okay because she's a psychologist. Yeah. But actually now it's fine. But you know, before it was very much like, so I hid behind that as well. So I can completely get where you're coming from. So I feel into it now. And feel into how it feels now when you think about playing small.
Feels really limiting and trapping. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, but how does it feel now that Mother Mary came in and helped that child to a degree?
It feels that, I can feel a lot of grief right below the surface, but there's like joy that's ready to be expressed, you know, behind that grief.
Do you know, the guides are saying to me to say to you, so what they're saying is essentially, you have not wasted time, they're saying. You have not lost anything. And I think you needed to hear that, yeah? Because they're saying you haven't wasted time, okay? There is all the time because there is no time, yeah?
Right.
So your mission is your mission. And it's not about, well, I should have done it then.
Yeah.
It's just perfect now, yeah? So it's just perfect timing. It always is perfect timing. And also I really want to say to you as well that it's not about getting it right or wrong. And probably many people say that, but it isn't about getting it right or wrong. It's just a choice.
Right.
So at that time, you made choices. And the way I like to explain it is that little child was outside of you making the choices for you.
Right.
So when that child is healed, that child is integrated within your heart. So I kind of see, that's how I kind of see it. So with the walls that we put up, it's just our child needing to protect ourselves. So you know the expression, you know, acting like a child.
Yeah.
You know, you're acting like a child. Well, essentially that's what we do. We act like a child because that's the response we're getting. Same in relationships. So that's the response we're giving. So perhaps someone might offer you something, an opportunity, and you perhaps would have responded like a child to it.
Yes.
Yeah? I can't possibly, and no judgment with that, by the way, but just, you know, I can't possibly do that. Someone needs to help me or, you know, I couldn't possibly do that. I have to stay behind my book.
Yeah.
So yeah. I hope that helped a little bit for you to understand, but that they do really want to say to you that you have not wasted time.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate this.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good.
Oh, thank you, Andy.
Yeah. Thanks, Andy, for joining. Beautiful energy.
So, you know, what Andy brought up was about the playing small, staying small. So is there a healing you could do for the group around that as well?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Let me just, I think this might be the light language coming in again, right? So hold on. Yeah, so I feel the Palladians are stepping in here. So they stand in front of me and they open a white rose. So I know that they're coming ready to sing for you. And essentially they come in healing resentment. And I spoke about that just now, didn't I? Mm-hmm. They heal resentment, but they also, this is just what they do for me, but they heal resentment, but they also balance the love vibration as well. So what we're going to do is, I mean, people can check, you know, I carry the vibration of resentment if they want to. And that might be fun, you know, to see if people want to do that. But equally, they'll come in and just feel this vibration come in. Okay, yeah, thanks. They want everyone to imagine a beautiful blue sparkling light coming down into their heart energy. And this is balancing the love vibration, but they're also talking about a magenta vibration as well, which is where it heals resentment. So just have a look at your own field and just see what is going on, okay? So here we go. Ooh. Okay, so so that they did both there. So what happens is when they're doing that is I get sort of a dialogue of what they're healing, and mostly it was about resentment of mother. So there was resentment of mother very strongly, but there was also the vibration of balancing the masculine and feminine. But source, when source sings, it's a higher vibration, and that's really to balance the masculine and feminine. And I think the Palladians do it in a very gentle way. So when they're working with resentment, they gently balance it as well.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And, you know, the resentment does not necessarily mean from this lifetime.
Oh, no way. No. Sometimes I've got things and I'm like, surely I'm not running that. Yeah. You've done all the work on yourself and then you're like, oh, yes, I am. How amazing. That, you know, some abstract contract or something, you know, from the Akashic Records, and you just don't know about them.
Exactly. So Caroline had written in a while ago to the Susan, in a session with you before I recorded my songs.
Yes.
A session with you before I recorded my songs, it was mentioned that lots of money would come of this. It hasn't yet manifested. Can we check in?
Well, I suppose it depends on when you recorded the songs and what else, Caroline, you're doing. Because I suppose it's not just about recording the songs. I mean, it would be also about being in alignment with what that means. So perhaps she can write in and say what she's doing. It just depends on what she's doing with it. Songs recorded. Oh, she's recorded them in May. I'm trying to remember what we said. I can't remember, obviously, because it comes straight through me. Mm-hmm. But is she singing them? Is she out singing them live? Are you singing them live, Caroline?
And are you promoting them? Are you marketing them? Are you doing anything with them?
Not yet. So I feel that it's about the vibration. So yeah, it's great to record them 100%, but I feel like it's about the vibration, you know, like I was speaking to an artist today and I was saying to him that it's about that vibration going out, which helps people heal. So whatever the song might be, whatever the genre might be, it's that 528 frequency. It's that frequency of healing that goes out. So when we're actually doing it, so probably similar to my light singing from the light, actually that vibration is what heals the cells. So I feel really drawn to say that. And I feel really drawn to say that I want you on the stage. Yeah.
Nice.
So, and that's good. And you know what I found in my life when, Caroline, when things haven't manifested in the way that I've expected them to, it's been brilliant because it's made me stop and say, okay, where else, what else do I need to tweak? Where else do you want me? So I always just say to them, okay, you tell me, you know, you show me where you want me to be. And that's, you know, when I get the answer to the next step. So Lara, you're right. It's like kind of, well, what else has been done? Mm-hmm. That's a very good step, but what else has been done?
Oh. Yeah. She said, okay.
Got the message. Oh, bless you, Caroline. I want to see you on the stage.
I was going to ask a question about that, but it's gone now. So I was like, okay, cool. Maybe it was something.
It might come back.
So something about, you said something about when you're in alignment with something, with it. How do you know when you're in alignment with something and when you're not?
Because
obviously
easy.
When you're not, it's nothing's working.
Because it's just absolutely easy.
Yeah.
You know, I think alignment, and obviously I can only speak for myself, and mm-hmm. I'm sure you can as well. Like everybody has it differently. But for me, I don't consider that I work. Yeah. So I think when you're in alignment with your mission, it's when you feel that you're not really working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're just doing it because you absolutely are that.
Yeah.
And you breathe it, you know, every day of the week. And I suppose I would be a walking example of how I feel about my guides, the universe, you know, the gifts from the universe, the ability that we can change and create anything. And I live with integrity with that. And that does definitely not mean that absolutely everything is 100% perfect in my life. Yeah. But it's going that way, you know, it's fun.
It's about being in the flow, right? Being
yeah.
in the flow and co-creating with spirit, with your team, with your guys.
Totally. Totally.
Awesome.
Yeah, totally.
So there was
Hey.
Stop it.
It's your puppy.
You have to make up your mind. You're going to stay out here or you're going to go in there? Okay, you're going to stay out here.
Puppy.
Yeah, exactly.
I think also, you know, it's... Oh, I lost it now. What was I going to say?
It'll come back.
It'll come back, yeah. That's because I was thinking of your puppy.
Ah, yeah. So there's a question from Karen. And she's saying, my friend said that gifts you come into this life with can be taken away. I thought you are the only one who can stop you. What is behind losing your gifts?
My friend said the gifts you come in with this life.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not the oracle, but I would say that I wouldn't say that it's about them being taken away. I would say it's about remembering them. Yeah, I would say that, you know, we've got a lot of gifts, many, many, many gifts for our mission, and we might not remember them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but what I am being guided to say, actually, interestingly, is I had a friend who was a medium many, many years ago when I was training as a medium, and he used to be able to see clairvoyantly. And all of a sudden, that just went, and all he could do was clairaudiently hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he felt like his gift had been taken away, but all it had done was just changed it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I felt drawn to say that, and so now he's an incredible, you know, clairaudient medium, mm-hmm. and he actually can hear people's footsteps. You know, so he can hear how heavy they are when they're, you know, coming in. So if he'd have had the clairvoyant, I was given clairvoyant vision, and I still have that, but I know I wouldn't have done this journey if I didn't have that. Yeah, they wouldn't have got me on it. So, you know, so for me, I had to have that. But gifts wise, I would say that the most important thing for you to remember, what name is it?
Karen.
Karen. Mm-hmm. The most important thing for you to remember is that you can remember your own gifts and don't be in fear of losing them. You know, if things move out of your life, then it will just be because there's something better coming.
Yeah.
It's the same with guides. You know, guides come in. The Galactics have been working with me for a year and a half now. But before that, they were probably hanging around until my vibration was that they could work with me.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
So it's the same with gifts, I would say.
Yeah, that's something better may be coming. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And don't fear about losing your gifts. If you're using your gifts with integrity and it to be of service without causing harm, then, you know, that's the only time I can see people losing their gifts. But, you know.
Yeah. But we would hope.
Worry about it.
No, we would hope that everybody on this call, I mean, we do have, you know, we have contracts. Dark Lord contracts, and we have energies and entities and waywards and watches around us. But it's not. I don't think it's about taking our gifts. Yeah. I've never heard that. So I think for you, it's about remembering that you have many gifts to bring.
So that's a question that somebody else asked as well, about, okay, Andy is asking, how do we remember our gifts? And she says,
oh, Auntie,
and I'd love to figure out how to recover, reconnect them. And somebody else asked something else. Anyway, so Julie, I'm going to get back to your question in a second. But since we were talking about gifts, I thought I would go ahead and ask the question.
So how do we remember our gifts? Well, our gifts remind us of themselves as we align. So as we align more fully to our mission, then our gifts kind of drop in. Yeah, and we remember them. There's a particular process that I do with people where we check whether it's on a human level, a soul level, or a soul essence level. And it's a statement of, I remember how it feels to receive my gifts from my soul's essence. So that's something you could check. And so, because if we don't remember them from our soul's essence, and our soul's essence aspect is actually the part of us that decided before we were human at any lifetime or inhabited a physical form, hello puppy. So that part of us actually knew 100% absolutely everything we needed to know about being supported, being protected, being loved, our gifts, why we were here, that we would always have our guides, we'd never be on our own, that we had soulmates. You know, we remember all of that within our soul essence. Yeah. But if we don't remember that from our soul essence, sometimes that's the bit of work that we need to do. But we do the human first, the soul level first, so the human form, the soul level, then soul essence. That's how I would do it. Yeah. So remembering gifts comes in on many levels. But I feel with you, Andy,
and Helen, this question is from her friend Helen.
From Helen, okay. So Helen, it's really the same. So it's about, you know, those walls, those part of us that we put up to stop ourselves from feeling unsafe. So then we put these walls up, and quite often they're in our heart, the heart walls. And so as we then release those heart walls from childhood or from past lives or from belief systems that we have, there's nothing that stops us, you know, when we step more fully into our light. It's one process that quite often do, which is the emotional wall, and it's a mirror process as well. So we release the wall, the child gets healed into you and integrated into you. You step over the threshold of where the wall was into the beautiful scene, a bit like Julie Andrews, you know, the hills are alive. And we stand there, and then there's a mirror. And to look into the mirror and to really heal that aspect of us that is our inner guidance. And then to step through the mirror. So as you step through the mirror, you're actually stepping into your higher self. So I love that, because essentially you're going through all the process of healing that wall that was there. You're stepping then out into the new beginnings, and then you're working with your higher self. So, yeah. So there's lots of ways of kind of stepping forward into that part of you that can attract more. So I'm aware of the title of the show, really. Attract more abundance and money into your life. So therefore, that comes from a gift. And I have two children, and they are 11 this Saturday coming, and 9 and a half. And I always say to them, if you do something you absolutely love and that makes your heart sing, you will always, always be happy, you know? And so with that, you've got the flow then, the vibration of love for what you do. My daughter sings, so she wants to sing in the West End. She's only 11, but she wants to sing in the West End. And she has a beautiful angelic voice. And when she stands on stage, she lights up, yeah? Mm-hmm. So that's her. She says it's her angels, but anyway, she lights up. And so that's her living in her complete happiness and abundance. Yeah, with no worries, no concerns. Mm-hmm. So when we're in that, that's when we attract this flow. So yeah, I hope that answers your question. So the gifts come in when we love what we do. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. I think I'm going to let this little one go. Go down. Go ahead. Oh. Good boy.
Okay, I'm surprised my kitten isn't in here. She's normally sitting in the chair with me.
Thank you. And that was so wonderful, because people always ask, you know, what are my gifts? How do I connect to my gifts? How do I, you know, bring them through, that kind of thing. Yeah. So thank you for that. So now, going back to you, Julie, Julie asked, how do you know what you are supposed to do in your life if you don't know still?
Okay. So I suppose it's similar in a way. It's basically as we clear our belief systems, our trauma, our energy field, then it just becomes so clear. You know, the opportunities that come into our life, the thoughts that we have. And Julie, you will have definitely had thoughts about what you really want to do. Within you, you will know what really makes your heart sing. And it's only those blocks and those barriers that stop you from really accessing that. I found that I ran a program recently, Sparkle to Success. It was an 8-week program. And throughout that 8-week program, I watched as people just transformed and started to have these opportunities where they might go and do a bit of charity work, or they're thinking about leaving this particular kind of job that they were in at some point because they wanted to kind of work for themselves. Or if they already had a practice, they were thinking of other ways that actually would make them happier. Yeah. So it's like, as we start to heal, then those doorways open up, and I'm being drawn to say the pineal gland. So the pineal gland sits inside your brain, and it's our light center. And so the light center gets switched on, and we're more connected to source as this light comes in. And obviously we've got our third eye there, but I'm talking about the pineal gland actually. Mm-hmm. Inside our brain, our light center. So I find that the more we do work on ourselves, and it is an ongoing thing, the more we work on ourselves, the more we realize that we can heal those parts of us, the much easier it is to be accessing our gifts and walking forward with a bit more ease in our life. And I'm also hearing that, okay, I don't normally talk about religion, but I'm hearing that Jesus is portrayed as sacrificing himself. Yeah. So he sacrificed himself for others. You don't have to do that. Okay. There's no need to sacrifice yourself for others. You just live in the integrity of giving, but not at the detriment of yourself. And I think that is so, so important, don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Do it at the detriment of yourself, because that's not loving you. That might make sense to you. Is it Julie Moore Spira?
Yes.
Oh, Julie, hi. Oh, yeah, because there's a couple of Julies on here. So, hi, does that make sense to you, not to sacrifice yourself?
Yes, because I've always done that.
Yeah, well, that's why they told you that then just now. Sorry, I'm looking. I didn't realize I was looking at you, so apologize. I'm looking at you now. And so if it makes sense to you that it isn't about, it's not about being perfect. Okay. And it's also not about doing things for others so that you feel loved. And there's no judgment with saying that to you, by the way. I'm just saying it because I feel that you don't need to do that. You are just perfect as you are. Yeah. So don't give yourself away too easily. Say no sometimes. I really feel you needed to hear that. Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to be loved anyway.
Sounds good.
Even if you don't give yourself, give your even if you don't sacrifice yourself, you're going to be loved. And what I'm also hearing for you, they're really chatting to me now about you, is what's really important for you is to realize that there will be some people that will come and go in your life. And this is for everyone, actually. But as you change and as you start to value yourself more and more and more, they're telling me, people will leave your life because they're not the vibration that you are.
Yeah. In the past, that's happened. Yes. All my friends, I've let them go because I was sacrificing too much to be friends.
There we are. Yeah. The guides were saying very strongly for you, like, don't sacrifice yourself. So that's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant. So you've really been listening and to not feel that you've lost it, anyone, because you're already
I'm just lonely, you know, because I want someone, people to do something with, friends, you know.
I think at the end of the day, you end up just counting your friends on your hand, you know, and many of mine are dotted all over. So, you know, it's coming to your, would you say, Laura, like your tribe, like your soul group?
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, some of my,
that's what I've been asking for, is my tribe. I'm looking for my tribe.
Yeah. Well, you found
Laura. Can you be my tribe?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can be on my tribe as well. I'd like to have you. So you know, I always feel that it's, yeah, thank you. Okay, so what they're saying as well for you and for everybody else is you've also got to know that you're not on your own ever, and it's about being okay to be on your own. Even if you're in a relationship, it's okay to be on your own. Yeah. And to be okay with being on your own, because that's when you hear and you listen to who you really are and what you really need.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's not scary to be on your own for a few minutes. You don't have to surround yourself with people.
Yeah. I've been on my own for 9 years and I'm so used to it that I do make friends and stuff, but I'm quickly to let them go if I feel like there's something wonky about it. Do you know what I mean?
Alara, can I just do a little bit of work with Julie? Is that all right?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Would you like that, Julie? I obviously have to get some permission. I can't just do it with you, but with that, would you like to do a little bit of work? Okay. So just go back. Okay. Okay. It's just ask. Okay. So when you say 9 years, are you talking about relationship?
Yeah. I've been single for over 9.
They are going to do some work with you, but they just want to tell you something. That basically there is somebody I know quite well and they were on their own for 10 years and they just recently met someone and it was the right one, you know? So, you know, she said to me, I waited 10 years to be with this person that is in alignment with my, you know, soul and the aspect of me. And she said, I never would have chosen that person that many years ago. So, you know, it's about our journey of, I'm a single parent too, and I've been on my own for about 4 years, but split up with the father of my children 8.5 years ago. So nearly 9 years in March next year. So, you know, it's that time has been a very, very incredible time of transformation for myself. Yeah. And so I don't feel on my own, even though I'm on my own technically and not in a relationship. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so should we just put your hands on your heart?
Okay.
Oh, this is a masculine source. Okay. All right. So just put your hands on your heart. Close your eyes if you feel it's okay for you to do that wherever you are. And this is the masculine aspect of source coming down in a moment to really just balance this masculine side of you. So I feel that there's some aspects of father hanging around, belief systems around men, around father. So I'm just going to bring this in. Okay. Okay. Ooh. So that was the feminine aspect, balancing that out. I didn't know that that was going to come in, but essentially what they were doing was helping to heal the vibration around the masculine, the beliefs around the masculine. Okay. And what I'm hearing is the beliefs around, I can trust, I can respect a man. Okay. And some deeper work might be around God, just lifetimes around God. Yeah. I feel, because we've been told God is a man.
Yeah.
So sometimes we associate men with God. I don't mean that in a funny way, you know, but essentially our vibration associates man with God, and the times that we've been married to God, and the times that, you know, we've sacrificed ourselves in religious orders to God. So that might be something to look at another time. But how did that feel for you?
It felt good. Thank you.
Yeah, did you feel the vibration? Because I felt it was very much your thymus, thyroid, your area where that was held around disempowerment. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like around my throat area here.
Yeah.
Chest.
Yeah.
Chest.
Yeah. Let it settle a little bit. Let it settle. See how you feel. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jill. I hope that helps you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. And, you know, I know you were working with Julie, but when that energy started coming in, it came in for me too, you know, and so like now, like I am sweating because of the, so much of that energy that's coming in. So for those of you who are watching and are listening, you know, it wasn't just for Julie. If you're willing to receive, you also can receive the energies and frequencies and vibrations that are coming through. Okay.
Yeah. I'm quite hot. You can see them. My cheeks are quite red now, and it's because when they work through me, I get that as well.
Exactly. So I'm like, oh my goodness, hot flash.
And no apologies. I'm not apologizing.
Nope, exactly. So thank you. All right, so we'll take some other stuff in a moment, but I just wanted to take a few minutes to talk about the, because we're at the top of the hour or beyond, I just want to talk about the special offer packages that you have for us today. Mm-hmm. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on the special offer button. For those of you who are not, you can always go to www.alara.at/show/Susan. So Susan has three packages for us today, package A, B, and C. So do you want to talk about the downloads, for example, the blue money activation with toning, the money clearing call, and the five clearing call?
I haven't got it actually in front of me. So if you can remind me the titles and I'll tell you exactly what they are.
Yeah, so there's in package A, we have the Blu-ray money activation with toning.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, so that's light language and activating. There's particular guides that come in and activate the light center in here, which basically projects a new vibration out into the universe. So clears trauma. And what I'm hearing is it's about the remembering. So that blue ray that comes down, that's remembering.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to share my screen. That way you can see it too. There we go.
Oh, thank you. That's helpful. Yeah. It's quite a lot, isn't it? It's trying to remember it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's the 2-hour money clearing call audio.
Yes, absolutely. And that is a huge amount of stuff to clear. And because I've taught that how to know whether something, that's on it as well. So how to know whether something's running or not. Mm-hmm. You can go over it and go through all of the different questions. There's so many. I mean, it's over 2 hours, really, actually.
Awesome. Yeah. And then there's a 2.5 hours plus guides clearing call audio as well.
Similar. That was nearly 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And that is many, many contracts and different childhood beliefs and trauma. And that's really good because the connection with your guides is obviously determined with how connected you feel with your flow of your money and your mission. So it's all connected. Mm-hmm. So that's really good. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So that's package A. And then package B is all of that plus a 30-minute personal session with you. So can you talk about what a personal session with you looks like?
Yeah. So whatever you want to do. So it can be, I mean, yes, this is around money, but we can work around any subject at all. So it could be relationships, it could be your mission, it could be physical things that are messages that are happening in your body, The guides will come in and help you release the emotions associated to that. I'm not a doctor, so it's not about curing you. No one can ever cure anyone anyway. Uh-huh. It's about accessing the emotion that is associated to the message, which I call a dis-ease. So that was also helpful. But really anything, you know, anything anyone wants to work with, I'll work with them. And half an hour, you can do a lot in half an hour. Yeah.
So the package B is $127.
Yeah.
And then package C is $247. And this includes a 60-minute personal session.
Yeah. Right. A whole hour. Yeah. A whole hour of really going in deep. So yeah, that gives you much more time to work with whatever it is you would like to work with. They can also, if they want to split that into two, they can split it into two as well.
Awesome.
So we can do two 30-minute ones if it feels right.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask about that too, is like, can people split it in two?
Yeah.
Because they might need it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I do it on Zoom like this. So it's on Zoom, it's recorded. So everyone gets a recording of their session. And the guides will give, you know, they will give insight as well. You know, so if you want to ask any questions, I'm very open to ask them anything. You know?
Right.
And I don't kind of don't block it off and say you can only ask two questions today. Whatever. You have this for you, and I, the way I work is how I would want to be worked with. So it is literally, you know, it's your session, you do ask whatever you want, and we will clear whatever you need to clear.
Right. Awesome. Yeah. And so Caroline had put in the chat earlier, she said, Susan is a brilliant clear channel. Both my sessions with her have helped with clarity and guidance. Very loving and helpful. Highly recommended.
Oh, bless you, Caroline. Thank you. Awesome. She's called me Sistar. Welcome, Sistar.
I think that was for Julie. Julie wanted, we're welcoming Julie to the tribe.
We are.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So, what else do we want to do today, Susan? Was there something else?
Let me ask. I think we need to do some more clearing. They're telling me clearing contracts. Mm-hmm. So has anybody got a... okay, thanks. Yeah, they're saying to me that would somebody like to do some work, which would be for the group as well, but to do some work around feeling that it doesn't matter what they do, they can't seem to get past something. Yeah. So they, you know, they've done so much work, they've, you know, just can't get past it. And perhaps somebody that I haven't worked with or spoken to, or, you know, somebody who hasn't experienced.
So I have James. James is unmuted. James, did you want to ask a question? Or James was me.
Hi, unmuted. James.
But no, he's gone now. Okay, maybe not.
He disappeared. I feel drawn to SJ. I don't know who SJ.
SJ, where are you?
Leslie Wood, if not. Leslie said, who's Leslie? Oh, Leslie's up here. Yeah, let's do Leslie. Yeah, right. She's there, and she's got her picture on, so I can see her, which is really nice. Leslie,
should we unmute Leslie? Leslie, do you want to unmute yourself?
I'm unmuted, yes.
Oh, how can I help you? James is there now. He's there now. Maybe we'll go to him later.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah.
Okay. I was raised in an environment where I was overly attached to the family for no good reason. And I've grown out of that in a lot of ways, but there's a lot of it that's still there, and I'm noticing that there's a lot of tendrils that extend into other areas. And
I'm just writing this down because they're talking to me at the same time, so bear with me if I look over here. It's because they all talk to me at the same time. You carry on. Go on, you carry on.
Basically, that's it. There's a lot of tendrils that extend into other areas of my life, and including my health. So there's a lot of the same story that has evolved, absolutely. Yeah. But it's not over. It hasn't stopped. I haven't moved on.
Okay, so I've written down the approval of others. So what they were saying to me as you were talking was that the seeking of approval of others, and that would happen in a codependent, you know, kind of relationship, okay? That makes sense to you. So I feel yes. that what they really want to work with you is, this is the Acturians. Okay, so the Acturians come in when they want to heal stories. So they're healing stories of the past, but not just the childhood ones. These are ones that are ingrained, and what they're, it's an interesting word they're using, but an ingrained program. So this is great, because this is like almost like what they're saying to me is what went on now in this lifetime with you was just triggered from previous times. Okay, so
yes,
would you like the Acturians to come in and do some
absolutely.
Healing with you? Okay, so what I want you to do is, because it's a little bit loud, the sound there, what would you do? Just sit quietly and put your hands on your heart. That's it. That's brilliant, because the microphone's a little bit noisy. And so the Acturians are just going to come in now. Okay, I just want you to listen to the soul language, okay? So just bear with me a second. So essentially what they are wanting to do is to heal the approval, the need of the approval of others, okay? All right, so they come, and they come in little gold people. And they hold tablets in front of me, so it's almost like tablets of writing. So here they come. Ishkala, titi toto tu, ishkala, ish. Ishkala, ish. Ashkala, atiti, toto, tu. Ishkala, ishkala, ish. Okay. So the tablets have gone. So how do you feel? What did you get a sense of?
The toning, I felt above my heart on the left side,
mm-hmm.
kind of making a wavy.
Yeah. Okay. Thing. A line in the vibration. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so now when you think about, it takes a little bit of time to settle, but when you think about this situation you were talking to me about, around almost like apron strings, that's an English thing, we call it apron strings, but I don't know if you know that expression, we're tied yes, to apron strings. Yeah, so the feeling I get is that's how it was. So how does it feel to you now? And there are many layers, obviously, but how does it feel to you now?
It's I don't notice so much a difference. It's, I think perhaps my desire is to be completely free of it, you know? Yeah. I would say I'm about 80% free of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Or at least and that's my perception.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, why don't you check it? Why don't you check? So just check. I need the, do you know how to do this? Did you see it at the start? So we put our fingers together. Okay. So just check. We've got time in our area. I need approval from others. So just check. Just see if it say the statement.
I need approval from others. I need approval from my mother. That one fell through.
Good. What they were working with mainly, like the whole kind of, you know, apron strings. Yeah. Go on.
I need approval from society.
Everyone can do this, by the way. Yeah. I need approval from society, did you say?
From myself. Mm-hmm. That was harder.
That's good. So check the one statement. I need approval from others. Just check that one statement for me. And I think everyone might find this helpful, actually.
I need approval from others.
Yeah, and so it's a yes. You got a yes?
That means yes.
Okay, excellent. Right, just bear with me a sec.
Okay.
Okay. All right. create all this, it's commanded that you pull clear, cancel, and delete on all levels and resolve the history level strongly for a higher and best convenient possible way across all timelines, all dimensions. Need approval from others. I know from creator's perspective how it feels to know that there is no separation to creator, that I am part of creator, and therefore I need no approval from others. I am in alignment with my mission, and I know that my doors are opening wide so that I know exactly where I am at all times. Would you like to know how it feels to remember love and acceptance of yourself?
Yes.
Without approval from others?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, it's held in your shoulders. Okay, so, and would it be okay to clear all past lives that are held within your energy field that I can see now and that they're telling me need to heal? Is that okay?
Yes, it is.
All past lives around approval of others from your Akashic records, okay? Oh, that's right on your shoulder, wasn't it? Did you feel that? Okay. Okay, check it now. I need approval from others.
I need approval from others.
Still a little bit? Is it moving forward?
It's locking.
Yeah, it's still locking. Let's bring source energy in. You have had a drink as well, haven't you? Because they're telling me it's clear. They're telling me it's clear. Have you had a drink of water?
I've been drinking juice.
I thought you were going to say I've been drinking gin then. I thought you were going to say.
I wish.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, not that time of the night yet. So just rub your kidneys for me. So I just want to check because they told me that that was clear from your Akashic. So
they said that that was full of what?
Clear from your Akashic records.
Yeah. My kidneys are clear from my Akashic records.
No, that statement. I need approval from others.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so now check it. I need approval from others.
I need approval from others.
Yeah. So it's come apart, yeah. Because they told me that it was clear. And so it just was interesting for me that it was still strong. And then when you rubbed your kidneys, that tells your body you're not dehydrated, okay? So maybe drink a bit more water might help you a little bit. But so essentially you now do not hold the vibration of needing approval from others. Yay! That's great.
Thank you.
So watch as it transforms, because as that vibrationally changes, and it has changed in your field now, then the reflection will happen within your external environment. So whether that's with relationships, work situations, or opportunities, that's what will happen. So it just changes things, which is great.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks. Leslie, lovely to work with you.
Awesome.
That's important.
Thank you,
it's Sorry? Really important. It's important to be hydrated, because or else the message gets missed. It's probably the same when you do it this way.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, that was great. And I think that was something that a lot of people probably had and held, that belief. Mm. And I did it myself as well. And I noticed afterwards, it was no longer there, you know? So it's like, oh, awesome, cool.
The Arcturians are really great, because they come in and they just blanket clear. So if you've got that particular belief, they will come in and just blanket clear that belief. And that could have been from, you know, galactic times or anything. We always just set the intention it's cleared from every pathway. Mm-hmm. And so that's why the soul language is really powerful, you know, because you don't have to get in the way of it.
Yeah.
SJ
says, I am receiving the healing. The issue I had was very similar. Approval, so thank you. Good. I'm glad.
Good. That's really good. It's funny how I was drawn to SJ, wasn't it? Maybe it was a similar vibration, you know, that had to be healed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
That's awesome. And, you know, and I love how, you know, it's very empowering for us to be able to check our own, you know, our beliefs, right? And at the same time, get the healing, because we can ask for the healing ourselves as well, right?
Mm. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I often sing to myself. So, you know, whatever belief it is, I'll just sing it out, you know. Mm-hmm. One of the things I was going to say, actually, on the hour, when I do the hour work with people, I also help people to hear their own healing sound. Mm. So they find their own healing sound if they want to, if they want to do that. And right. So I teach that as well, so that you can find your own. Because everyone has their own sound, really.
Mm. Awesome. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I thought I saw that.
I forgot to say.
Yeah, I thought you sent me that, something like that.
Awesome. Yeah, I think thank I did. You. I forgot. Yeah. Yeah, they just reminded me. Yeah. I got my telephone line.
So. Exactly, exactly. Good, 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 good. So is there anybody else who has a quick-ish question or anything that they'd like to share, any comment, any feedback that they'd like to share at this point? Because go ahead, Joy. I see you unmuted yourself.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. I would like to ask Susan about my issue of loneliness. And it was from the beginning of my first incarnation on earth, when Jesus told that I was surrounded by teachers, but you were like an island, and that loneliness follows me in childhood and so on.
It's difficult, isn't it, when we're given these beliefs, you know, these beliefs are said to us, and you know, and sometimes these beliefs can be held as something that we play out, you know, in this lifetime, most definitely. What I'm hearing,
this belief is, can you move it from Akashic Records now?
Yes, you can move it from your Akashic Records, absolutely, and I will help you. So, okay, so let's just have a look. One sec, I'm just going to talk to my guides. One sec. Okay, so Joy, is it Galina or Joy?
Cause yeah, you said,
Galina. Oh, right, okay. So what would you like me to call you?
You can call Galina Joy.
Oh, Galina Joy. Okay, lovely. Galina, I want you just to feel into your body where you feel that belief system is held, that you have to kind of be on your own or you're lonely. Where do you feel that?
In the heart.
Mm-hmm. And can you give it a colour? What's the first colour you get?
Green and violet together.
Lovely. Okay, so I want you just to close your eyes and just focus on your heart, okay? Mm. And the guides are just going to come in and give you some healing. So I'm just going to be the channel for the healing, and you're going to receive it, knowing that it's you that is healing yourself, okay? All right? With universal love, all right? So. Yeah, they're just talking to me. Bear with me a second. I've just got to write something down. I'll tell you that in a moment. Right, okay. All right, here they come. Okay. Oh, this is an activation. Okay, so this is an activation from the Thousand Suns, and this is a beautiful golden being that started to work with me recently, and it is where the Thousand Suns, and it travels through the Great Central Sun. So this activation that's going to come through, I want everyone to receive this, not just you, Joy. So this is for everybody. So this is lovely. This is coming in now. So I want you just to focus on that color in your heart, and everybody else just focus on your light center in between your eyes and the bridge of your nose. So here we go. It's quite loud, I warn you now. Ah! what they're saying to me is the remembering of who you are, and the remembering, for everybody it's going to be on a different level, but for this lady, it's remembering that she's never, ever, ever on her own, that there is no loneliness, that loneliness is something that has just been given as a belief, that she had to be lonely. Oh, okay. She had to be lonely to survive. Okay. And that is not true. Okay. It's okay for you to be connected and no longer disconnected in your mind. All right. Hold on, some more while coming. So that activation is there, but they also want to do some healing with your heart. So just bear with me a second. Ooh, okay. Mother Mary. Okay. Okay, how does that feel, Joy?
Feels good.
Mm-hmm. How is your heart now? How do you feel?
I still have sensation in my heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Well, sensation is good because it's shifting energy. But what I wanted to say to you and to everybody, which I wrote down quickly, was that some of the things that we have been told about Jesus and about religion are not exactly how it was. And if we imagine as Jeshua, which is really how he would like to be called, as Jeshua would like, you know, really to say that it wasn't about any sacrifice. It wasn't about anybody suffering. It was really about bringing love, as Alara said right at the top of the call, that it was really about our love of ourselves, our love of others, and everything being on the vibration of love. And it was never meant to be that we had to suffer. Yeah, it was kind of portrayed that way, but it was never meant to be that way. And this is the time now for us to realize that loving ourselves and emitting that vibration of love is what it's really about. And if you were here at the start of the call, that's what Alara was saying beautifully, that what our purpose is all the same, but our missions are slightly different. So I hope that helped you. It takes a little bit of time, sometimes a couple of hours, to settle. But the feeling that you've held with you is really try and see it as just a belief. And these beliefs don't always serve us in the best way. Yeah, so I hope that helped.
It was from channeling, and it was a few years ago only, and I'm not religious. In terms of religion,
but you know, we've been given many religious, I'm not religious either, but you know, we've had it in many, many lifetimes where these beliefs have been there, and sometimes when we channel information, it triggers things.
Could it be that it is in my Akashic records? Is it possible to remove it from Akashic records?
So it is possible, but it's something that I would take a bit more time to do. So what I wanted to do was just to give you an experience of healing so it could start the process for you. Okay. If that's okay.
Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you, Joy.
Thank you.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much, everyone. This was great. And, you know, please do take a look at the special offer packages and see which one resonates with you, which one calls out to you. As you can see from today's call, that Susan is quite talented in, you know, with her guides, connected to her guides and with healing abilities and so on. So if you, you know, were to, you know, if you wanted to work one-on-one with Susan, you can get the package B or package C. And package C, you could break up the 60 minutes into two 30-minute appointments if you'd like, okay? So take a look at those, see which one resonates, and choose, you know, what works for you. I mean, yeah. And I'm glad that we did, you know, a little bit of the work around the vows and the oaths.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really glad that we did that, because I know we did a few, but they were all huge ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ones that are like, you know, maybe limiting us definitely and stopping us from really, you know, fulfilling our passion, fulfilling our mission, and being all that we can be and expressing our love the way we'd like to, right?
And I think, you know, working individually as well or in small groups, we can actually really heal things at a very, very deep level, you know, with that specifics, you know.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Thank you. And I know, you know, the Money Clearing Call is there for you if you'd like to, you know, listen to that. That's in all the packages, as well as the clearing call for your connection to your guides, because I know some of you, you know, would like to be more connected and so on. So, you know that that is also available in all three packages. So again, take a look at those and see which one resonates with you.
The money ceiling as well. There's a money ceiling. So in the money call, there's a money ceiling aspect. I really love that because, you know, we kind of might bring in money, but we have a money ceiling.
Right.
And that money ceiling, so it might be that, you know, you might have the same amount of money or a little bit more comes in and then a bill comes in or, you know, something breaks. And that's where you know you've got a money ceiling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And so you might want to change that.
Yeah. Right? I definitely change mine.
Yeah. You know, that's a good one. That's a great belief or a program that you would love to change, right? So yeah, awesome. Thank you. Anything else, Susan? Anything else? Any last words of wisdom from your wonderful guides?
I'm gonna ask them. I just do as I'm told, so just to remember that you are all magnificent beings of light and that you were never meant to be here in this time of suffering. You're meant to have joy. You're meant to have fun. You're meant to experience emotion so that you can have this human form. And this human form is about emotion. But this emotion is all expanding your soul experience. And as you expand your soul experience, you expand universal experience. So whatever you do for yourself, know that it's expanding the universe at the same time. And we are very pleased that you took on this challenge to step forward and have a human form at this time so that we all can experience this transformation and this expansion of the universe.
Beautiful.
That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you. And thank you, Susan, again for being on the show with us. This was so much fun. I loved it. I loved the healing. I love how you were able to teach the kinesiology, you know, for people that may not be familiar with it, and that it does work, you know. So, and we've seen how it does work on this call as well. So thank you. And if you would like to work with Susan again or you know, one-on-one and so on, you can definitely take advantage of those packages and work with her. And then, of course, we'll definitely have to have Susan back again. So thank you. And thank you so much, everyone, for all of your questions. All of your questions and comments. I so appreciate those. So until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. I'm so grateful for all of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so sending you all much love and blessings always.
Much love.
Thank you. Bye for now.